This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden had a conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier today, his fourth conversation since the chaos in Israel with Palestinians broke out 10 days ago. President Biden asked Netanyahu to move toward the path to a ceasefire, according to a White House description of their conversation. Until Wednesday, Biden had avoided pushing the American ally more directly and publicly for a ceasefire or conveyed such a level of urgency for ending Israeli airstrikes targeting Hamas in the populated Gaza Strip. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he is determined to continue the operation despite U.S. President Joe Biden's call for a de-escalation of hostilities in Gaza. He said, quote, "I greatly appreciate the support of the American president, our friend Joe Biden, for the self-defense of the state of Israel. I am determined to continue this operation until its aim is met to restore peace and security to you, citizens of Israel," end quote. Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of a large extended family early on Wednesday. Israeli's military launched artillery strikes at a number of targets in Lebanon Wednesday in response to four rockets launched from there towards Israel, the military said. It also said it intercepted one of the rockets, while the rest mostly likely fell in open areas. Although it was not immediately clear who fired the rockets, security sources in Lebanon confirmed the four rockets had been fired toward Israel from a village in south of a coastal Lebanese city. This is VOA News. A top European Union negotiator said Wednesday a deal is shaping up to bring the United States back into the nuclear deal with Iran, setting progress in efforts to break an impasse. But Enrique Mora says there are still things that need to be worked out after chairing talks between Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, and Iran. Indirect negotiations between Washington and Tehran have been going on in Vienna since early April, with the other five countries in the deal talking directly to Iran. Senior diplomats from the E3, made up of France, Germany, and Britain, echoed the EU on Wednesday in a statement saying they are now beginning to see what a final deal could look like, and this is different from the last meeting. Iran has also said the talks are on the right track. The various sides are due to meet again in the Austrian capital early next week. Diplomats are hoping to get the U.S. back on board before Iranian presidential elections on June 18th. Thousands of people were forced to evacuate Wednesday from a neighborhood of Germany's financial capital, Frankfurt, following the discovery of a massive World War II bomb. City authorities said 25,000 people were evacuated from a densely populated area after a 500-kilogram bomb was uncovered during construction work. People sheltering at a skating rink nearby expressed concern about the latest discovery of a World War II bomb, which still occurs regularly 76 years after the war's end. Germany is littered with unexploded World War II bombs that is often found on work sites. Seven bombs were defused in 2020 on land near Berlin, where Tesla plans to build its first factory in Europe for electric cars. Other bombs were also discovered last year in Frankfurt, Cologne, and Dortmund. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday he will oppose legislation to create a commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, a blow to Democrats who say an independent, bipartisan investigation of the siege is crucial to prevent it from happening again. McConnell's opposition comes a day after he said he was open to the bill that the House is expected to pass Wednesday. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has also said he will not support the legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday he will hold a vote on the bill despite GOP objections, charging that Republicans are caving to former President Donald Trump, who encouraged his supporters to head to the Capitol that day to stop the counting of electoral votes and overturn his defeat to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump released a statement Tuesday night urging Republicans against approving what he calls a Democratic trap. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.